Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Today, we want to continue to talk about the kingdom of God. And I will do it from the pages of one of my books that I've entitled The Kingdom Word. In the beginning, God exposed mankind to his kingdom or his royalty, rule, and realm in the Garden of Eden. It was for mankind to gain an awareness of it and work with God to fully realize it on earth as in heaven. Please understand that God did not impose his kingdom or his royalty, rule, and realm on our first parents, Adam and Eve. He only exposed them to it for them to know it and make a choice for it. Even now, there is a kingdom glory or rulership glory that God has for you. But it starts with having the knowledge of it. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 14 says, and I quote, "For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." Unquote. Note that the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory first, before the glory itself follows. So as you continue to listen to this broadcast, God will be giving you abundant knowledge of his glory before the glory actually manifests. Beloved, God's glory is his rulership. That is why man was created in God's image and clothed with God's glory as a ruler. Genesis chapter 1 and then verse 26, as well as Psalm 8 verse 5 to 6. So when mankind fell short of the glory of God, it meant that he lost some of God's rulership ability in him, such as his ability to rule over Satan, sin, sickness, situations on earth. These things began to lord it over mankind. Beloved, it is because the glory of God is his rulership that in the Old Testament, whenever God's glory appeared, he literally took over programs and events. 1 Kings chapter 8 verse 11, 2 Chronicles chapter 5 verse 13 to 14, and chapter 7 verse 1 and 2 teaches this. And when Jesus Christ comes again in his glory with the holy angels, he will literally rule the earth as in heaven. Matthew 25 verse 31. So it is because of knowing God's glory or rulership that Jesus Christ came in person through the Virgin Mary. He came to shed his kingdom light on mankind and move us from slavery to kingship or rulership. And he did this with the all-excelling knowledge of God's glory power. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a power that I call knowledge of God's glory power. This power derives from knowing the glory of God through Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 6 to 7 tells us, and I quote, "For it is God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ," or through Jesus Christ. "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." Unquote. Yes, my friend, knowledge power is always more excellent than any other power. No wonder when Jesus Christ came on earth, he was always teaching about the kingdom of God. From the beginning of his ministry, even after his death, till he left the earth. Matthew 4:17, Luke 4:43, and Acts chapter 1 verse 3 teaches us all this. It is because you have to know about God's glory or rulership before it manifests in practical life. And Jesus came beaming to our hearts God's glory or rulership for us to know it first and then experience the excelling power in such knowledge. Yes, Jesus is the hope of experiencing the glory or rulership that God has for you now and in future. So in order not to impose his kingdom on mankind in Eden, God gave humans the choice between alternative lifestyles. These are kingdom or dominion living that was symbolized by the tree of life, and religious living that was symbolized by the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Religion is a mixture of good and evil, hot and cold, truth and falsehood. It always appealed to people who are sincerely trying to live for God. Matthew 16:23. Religious living, therefore, is man's way of living to please God that is based on half-truths. It is the way of the world or this world system. Now, much as it seems good and appears wise and looks a smart and justifiable way to mankind, religion as a way of life does not please God. It is the highest level of deception, and it has evil lurking behind its good, making it half good and half bad. On the other hand, kingdom living refers to God's original ways of going about things on earth, thus bringing about his rule over here. Beloved, since mankind's choice of religion in the Garden of Eden, God has always been calling us to come out of it for the kingdom way of life. He first demonstrated this call by rejecting Adam's fig leafy clothing for his animal skin in Eden. Therefore, in times past, mankind have been trapped in Adam's choice to practice religious living from the fall of man. This generally went on until God graciously reintroduced kingdom living again in an enhanced way through our Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 to 7, and Luke chapter 4, verse 43. So religious living is not man's original way of life. It is an imposition on mankind. The kingdom of God is the eternal system that humans knew in the eternal past, before we were created and later saddled with religion through sin. Psalm 90 verse 1 and Ephesians 1:3. Thus, through the Lord Jesus, God is asking you to change your mind about following your religious ways. He wants you to embrace kingdom living practically. Matthew chapter 4 verse 17 says, and I quote, "From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Unquote. Yes, my friend, God's kingdom in your life and world will come practically by Jesus Christ, the kingdom word of God. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 and then verse 4 says, "Where the word of a king is, there is power. And who may say unto him, what doest thou?" We have established that the first work that God did was to roar the kingdom word, or Jesus Christ, against the ruling darkness. God was setting for us an example to know what to say when we want to bring about his kingdom in people and places. Our Heavenly Father, who is a king, wants you to learn to roar the kingdom word, or Jesus Christ, as he first did on earth, because you are a king. Yes, kings speak kingdom words of power and not words of uncertainties or suggestions. So you are to roar only the kingdom word or Jesus in the Bible, and not just the Bible. Yes, you are to discern our Lord Jesus in every page of the Bible, because the Bible is all about him. My friend, the entire Bible is about the revealing of Jesus Christ, who is the kingdom word that God wrote in the beginning in Genesis chapter 1 verse 3, when he said, "Let there be light." That is why the Bible ends with the book of Revelations, which is dedicated to revealing Jesus. Revelations 1 verse 1. You know, the Bible is the word of a king, and so you should see Jesus, the kingdom word, at every page of it. Beloved, the early church disciples did not have the Bible as we do now. It was only some rich few, like the Ethiopian eunuch, who had personal portions of it. Example, the book of Isaiah. You find this in Acts chapter 8 and then verse 26 following. So the early church disciples had no personal Bible as we do now, but they all had the person of Jesus Christ. And because they only spoke Jesus against the darkness of Satan's kingdom, they shook their world into kingdom alignment. Acts chapter 17, verse 6. Beloved, that is why the Bible should not be used to eclipse Jesus' person, but to reveal him.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
You know, there are many things you can say from the Bible, just like motivational speakers do, without seeing Jesus Christ in them. This should not be so with you. The Bible is not just the good book of great principles. It is basically for the revealing of the person of Jesus Christ. Our Lord Himself said, and I quote, "You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and these are they which testify of me. But you are not willing to come to me that you may have life." Unquote. John chapter 5, verse 39 to 40. Yes, the Bible testifies of or reveals the person of Jesus Christ, the kingdom way. Now, we want to look at man's first work. We have seen that God's first work was to roar or speak the kingdom word of light when he said, "Let there be light." And we have seen that this light that God released through his kingdom words was actually the Lord Jesus. Now we want to look at man's first work. So we have seen that God gave mankind an example in what to speak by first roaring the kingdom word, "Let there be light." Similarly, the first job that God gave our first parents was for them to speak the kingdom word to the animals and birds that he had made. Genesis chapter 2 verse 19. I quote that, "And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the earth, and brought them unto Adam to see what he will call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof." Unquote. So God was watching Adam to see whether he, that is Adam, will follow his example to determine the kingdom status and roles of each animal and bird in his first kingdom era on earth. Of course, Adam got everything right. And why not? Because Adam could see Jesus' fingerprints or logo on all of creation, for he, that is Jesus, was the master craftsman or actual creator of all things. John chapter 1 verse 1 to 3 teaches us this. Also Proverbs chapter 8 verse 1 and then verse 22 and verse 30 to 31 sheds light on all this. My friend, this is still what you have to do, to continually speak the kingdom word to all creation, including circumstances currently created by mankind. They all need to be shaken into kingdom alignment. Yes, through kingdom words, God wants to plant his kingdom in your current world. Isaiah chapter 51 verse 15 to 16 says, and I quote, "But I am the Lord your God, who divided the sea, whose waves roared. The Lord of hosts is his name. And I have put my words in your mouth. I have covered you with the shadow of my hand, that I may plant the heavens, lay the foundations of the earth, and say to Zion, you are my people." Unquote. Beloved, the kingdom of God that is fully expressed in heaven must be planted or brought down into the earth as well. God's kingdom forms the foundation of the earth. This is why God is shaking both heavenly and earthly systems and structures at its very roots. Matthew chapter 15 and then verse 13. It is in order for that which cannot be shaken, that is God's kingdom, to be planted to remain here in your world. And this will happen when you learn to continually roar or speak the kingdom word that God has put in your mouth with the Holy Spirit who is already in you as a believer. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 26b to 28 says, and I quote, "Yet once more I shake not only the earth but also heaven." Now this "yet once more" indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken as of things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. Unquote. Yes, dear believer, as you continually roar the kingdom word, you will be receiving, that's a present continuous rendition, you will be receiving the royalty, the rule, and the realm of God. Now let us discuss the relevance of kingdom words. My friend, as it was in the beginning, kingdom words are for this end time. That is why Jesus said, quote, "This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached as a witness to all nations, and then the end will come." Unquote. Matthew 24 verse 14. The gospel of the kingdom that Jesus described is the word of the kingdom, or the kingdom word that has been put in your mouth. Matthew 13 verse 19. But there is resistance to kingdom word. So understand that the kingdom word or Jesus Christ is always resisted by the spirit of Antichrist that is already in the world. 1 John 4 verse 3. Beloved, the devil will rather have you speak the religious words of the Bible than kingdom words. It is because kingdom words glorify the immaculate person, exquisite principles, and impeccable performance of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, the enemy always wants to minimize, balance, and curtail kingdom words. And he can even do this through some great people that you will not believe will stand against the kingdom word. It is because kingdom words unveil the perfections of our dear Jesus and brings about the royalty, rule, and realm of God where they are embraced at any given time and in whatever situation. I will say it again. It is because kingdom words unveil the perfections of our dearest Jesus and brings about the royalty, rule, and realm of God where those words are embraced at any given time and in whatever situation. This is why the Apostle Paul requested that we pray for kingdom words to move unhindered and swiftly. It is because not all humans or even believers really believe them. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 1 and 2 says, and I quote, "Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may run swiftly and be glorified just as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for not all have faith," unquote. The word of the Lord here in the quote refers to the kingdom word. These are truths from the Bible that fully exalts and glorifies our Lord Jesus' person, principles, and performance, past, present, and future for mankind. So any truth from the Bible that eclipses the person, principles, and performance of Jesus Christ falls short of God's full counsel for humanity, who is Jesus Himself. Such words are religious in nature, being from the Bible, but they are only meant for knowledge. It is just like the tree of knowledge of good and evil. It is not for the practice of good and evil, but represents the knowledge of it. Kingdom words are also what Jesus says in heaven about you now. So let me ask you, do you think Jesus says negative things like you are sinful, sick, cursed, unloved, lonely, depressed, poor, foolish, useless, unworthy, good for nothing, incapable, pitiful, etc. in heaven? Do you think Jesus says these negative things about you as a believer in heaven? No, certainly He does not. Rather, our Lord's words about you, who is His believer, is that you are blessed, provided for, loved, justified, forgiven in advance, more than a conqueror, wise, eternally saved, healed and healthy, righteous, holy, sanctified, protected, perfected, etc. Hallelujah. Jesus' words in heaven are that you are God's beloved Son, in whom God is well pleased. You know, God Himself told these words to our Lord Jesus at a spot in Israel near the Dead Sea. This spot is the lowest place on earth because it is about 1,400 feet below sea level. Now, from God's heavenly perspective, it is like being in a deep pit and in the lowest standing that any man can ever be on earth. Yes, it was at this place near the River Jordan, at a time that Jesus had done nothing to deserve such grace, that God told him that he was not just his son, but a beloved son, and that he, God, is not just pleased, but well pleased with him. How gracious these words of God are. It reminds me of Jesus' parable of the prodigal son. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus speaks these same words to you, that you are the beloved of God. These are the kingdom words that Jesus says about you, that God is well pleased with you. Hallelujah. You came from
heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.